Good morning. This is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. A pleasure to be at Bloom Carroll High School. I'm feeling pretty comfortable because I'm with FFA kids again, and they're kind of the place I like to be when I'm out and about. And I'm actually with a group of students that won a parliamentary procedure, like first in the state. Is that true, Henry Horsington?
Absolutely.
How did that happen?
Through a lot of hard work from our team. We had an excellent group of kids this year that really put in the effort, and it paid off in the end.
Uh-huh. Good. So I got to ask, as we get started, Zach Verley, you're the chair of the team.
Yes,
correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So tell me, what did that mean to be the chair of the team? What do you have to do to be the chair?
It's really about knowing all the rules about Robert's Rules of Order and knowing when to like call on a member during a meeting, and if somebody calls like a point of order, and you have to know if it's right or wrong, and you know, just knowing the rules pretty much.
Knowing the rules?
Yes.
And you're kind of the guy that knows all the rules?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Lacey Bachman, tell me about you. Why did you want to get involved in Parley Pro?
Parley Pro, it's always been a dream of mine to be a part of. I was sitting in my mom's ag class in third grade watching some older members practice Parley Pro, and I knew third grade me wanted to be a part of that and wanted to do that CDE. So I waited and waited and waited until my turn, and then so eighth grade year is when I joined the team, and it took 4 years to get to this point to win the Parley Pro contest.
Was that a goal for you?
Definitely, yeah. You could say I'm a little competitive.
Yeah, I'd say that.
my cousins, they were on the team, the last team, before the original team that got second in the state, mm-hmm, 4 years ago. So wanting to be up in that banners with the other Bachman kids from Bloom Carroll, it was definitely a goal of mine.
Okay, Chase Hamilton, why is this important to you? Why is Parley Pro important to you?
Absolutely. It just has such an important life skill that you have to have. Whether it be the county fair board or Congress itself, it's also important that you use parliamentary procedure to make sure you're being efficient in getting things done. And aspiring to one day hold public office, it's important to know how to get things done, so this is why I value this so much.
Okay, I got to ask this question. Aspiring to hold public office, where do you think that run's going to take you?
Absolutely. I one day hope to be president of the United States. That's a huge goal for me, and I always want to make this country a better place, and I'm excited to do that. And FFA and parliamentary procedure have played a huge role in that.
Yeah. This is a serious interview, guys. Nobody is laughing. I know you can't see faces, you can't see, but this young man looks at you with deadpan seriousness that he will be president of the United States. I think FFA will help you get there.
Absolutely.
Life skills. Delaney Moore, tell me what's so important about Parley Pro for you?
For me, this has been a contest that I've been working at since I was a freshman in high school. When I first came into the contest, it was overwhelming in ways. My mom and our advisor have been our coaches throughout the entire process, and it was definitely something at the beginning where I didn't know like how far we could get, but everyone on the team and our coaches, they would just constantly push me every day. And it's become kind of like a second nature to me. And it's been something that it's always been a goal of mine to win this contest. When we got second in our novice contest our freshman year, we had that taste of it. We knew there would be something there and that we wanted that. So, you know, we set our goal right then and there. And I knew, like, this is going to be my number one importance of all these contests that I'm in. And okay, this is the one I'm going to work towards to win.
Yeah. So this is one above everything else that you feel is your deal, is your baby to be a part of this team. Henry, how do you feel about Parley Pro and being a part of this team?
I've absolutely loved the ride. To be very honest with you, Connie, I think if I truly wanted to win a state title, I would have picked an easier CDE. This has been called the Super Bowl of CDEs, and that is very true. It's very time-consuming, very competitive. But about halfway through, I kind of sat down and realized that, like, there's the Parley Pro aspect, and then also a big part of the contest is debate and being able to critically think and discuss with others and attack a problem from several different angles. is just going to be very beneficial for me as I enter the workforce or go to college or whatever path I choose to take down the road. And so the skills I learn in Parley Pro are just going to be great.
Yeah. Okay, so Chase, I got to ask you this. You know, our future politician here, why do you think it's important for you all to work as a team? What's the significance of being on a team to accomplish a goal?
So over the 4 years of working towards this goal, we've seen where we can go when we're not working as a team and where we can go when we do work as a team.
Okay.
There are many times where, you know, there are arguments and fights and believes that we could go in different directions here, but ultimately we came together this year, found our common goal, worked towards it, and ultimately succeeded. So teamwork is, as they say, makes the dream work, and it's very true. And that's where that's what gets us to where we need to be.
Okay. And as a secretary, you felt like you kind of clicked together as a team?
Absolutely, yes. There are those times, you know, when everyone's starting to learn their roles in the team, and they're starting to figure out, okay, yes, I need to work on debate, or I need to work on my parliamentary procedure, finding where they need to work on it, having the team members helping you off with that, especially with being secretary. That was a huge part of it, being new to the team this year, and ultimately finding our places in the team and working together. Mm-hmm.
Lacey Bachman, how hard was it for you to debate on the team?
Oh, gosh. I've been told that my mouth moves faster than my brain so many times by my parents. And so that is especially true in this contest when you try to think on your feet and then you can't get words out of your mouth. So being able to rein that in and being able to learn how to cope with that anxiety and be able to make a valid point that is worthwhile to the discussion. That was my biggest task that I had to accomplish. And so I think working, it took me a while, but we definitely got there.
Yeah. Are you allowed to talk with your hands in this competition?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay.
You're holding a paper during it. Okay. So it's kind of hard.
Okay. Okay. Good stuff. Okay. Zach.
Yes.
I got to know from you, I mean, everybody brings a different strength to a team.
Yes.
And you all have your different things that you're comfortable doing. So as the chair of this team, when did you know that you had teammates you could count on?
I definitely think it's when, like, if I mess something up, they said something. Like, they weren't just, like, quiet. I know sometimes I can be quiet.
Yeah.
But if they, like, spoke up and said, like, you're kind of doing this wrong, or it should be done like this, I really knew that I could trust them and that they really had my back. Because we all make mistakes, but if people don't change those mistakes,
So yeah. You knew that they had your back. They knew. You kind of knew. So here's a question. You have to know at some point, you guys, when you all work together, you have to know when it clicks.
Yes.
When did you know it clicked? When did you know you might have the chance to win the state title?
During our county contest, it was pretty much just a practice round because we were going to move on anyway.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah, we knew we were going to move on, but we beat the other team by close to 100 points, and to me, that was the point where we were just going to win.
You just knew it.
Yeah.
Did you tell anybody?
No.
Kept it all to yourself.
Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, mess anybody else up.
Yeah, didn't want to jinx the team.
Yeah.
Okay. Lacey Bachman, when did it click for you?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if it ever did in my brain because anxiety is fun. But I just knew we always had a chance. And when one of our judges said, you have a chance, and you remind me of a national team competing, that meant so much.
Yeah.
And so it was then that I was like, okay, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
so you knew you could reach for the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Chase, when did it click for you?
It was very late in the game. By this point, we had won the county contest, and we had escaped we got out of our room at the state contest. And as soon as we walked into the final room in front of the crowd of people there, I realized we're going to make it. We're going to get through this. We're going to run a great card here. We're going to have a great demonstration, and we're going to take the contest.
Yeah. So you knew before it even started at state level you were confident?
Absolutely.
Okay. Delaney, when did it click for you?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not one to, like, jinx myself or, like, set those super high expectations. I think there were a lot of moments where I kind of knew, like, this is a possibility. I do remember, like, after that county contest, we came back in to get our results, and I can remember, like, us sitting on the couch, and there were a lot of tears that happened that night, just of kind of the overwhelming of, like, hey, like, we actually, like, we consist of a really good team. Our people, all of us are here to, like, push each other and make each other better. So I don't know if it's that, like, there was a specific time it clicked. I just think there were times where I knew, like, we actually have a shot if we want to put this time and work in.
Okay. Henry, did you have a point in this whole contest that you thought maybe, just maybe?
So there are two parts to the contest. There's the, like, actual presentation where you run your 12-minute meeting, and then there's a test. And after our county contest, Brandon Thomas sat us down and basically said, we were an awesome team, we had all the potential, we just kind of were not very good at this test at all. And so we take the test a few weeks prior to actually running our meeting in person for the state contest, and when we got our test scores back, we were number one in the state by a hefty margin. Two of our members were second and third individually, and so at that point it was kind of like we had unlocked what we needed. The secret sauce was the test, and then after that we had everything locked down.
Yeah. Okay. Zach, what's next?
Winning nationals.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you for prediction, but like, let me ask you this. You'll be practicing, you'll be getting ready for the nationals.
Yes.
Indiana, Indianapolis.
Yes.
Yeah. So how many, one per state is going to compete?
That's correct.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, we don't know how other states run this competition.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that Ohio is very competitive, not only our district, but the whole state. But, I mean, from what I'm told, if our state is very competitive, it's going to train us more.
Yeah, I think
it's going to be more beneficial for us.
Absolutely. So, I've been told you moved here from Arizona.
Yes. I lived in Arizona for 13 years.
Why'd you seek out FFA?
It was through a friend. A friend told me that I should join ag. He said it was a lot of fun in his eighth grade year. And also my mom said I needed to do something after school.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So looking back, are you glad you did?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I think this competition has kept me in ag throughout all four of my years. And I look forward to it every year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, always a pleasure for me to be at Bloom Carroll High School. A lot of great memories here. And, you know, Chase Hamilton, I'm going to watch you. I think this aspiring to be the President of the United States. How old are you, my friend?
I'm 15 years
old. 15 years old. Wow. Good luck.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck, Bloom Carroll, Parley Pro team. What a pleasure. Always good to see you all. Congratulations. This is a great day.